Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman. From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world. Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes every Sunday wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds. All right, hang on. Okay, now I'm ready.
You can't go if... Are we... Okay. Wait, hold on.
Oh. I don't know. Should we hold on? Okay. Is Ben ready?
I don't know. I guess we're going.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
We're going to find out.
Why not?
Let's hope so.
I'm literally going to start my backup recording now.
All right, good. Oh, shoot. Well, whatever.
See?
All right, you start because I'm
not
quite ready.
He's not doing it either. Turns out you can master multitask while you are doing the... Yeah, guys.
Man.
That's right. It's Friday. Oof. So
Friday.
I know it was a short week, and yet it was still a long week. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back. Kai Rizdahl and I are going to try to make today make sense. I didn't even say his name right. It's just a hot mess.
That's all right.
We're here. We're reunited for the Friday show.
I said the Dow Industrials the wrong way on the big show this afternoon. Sean, the director, was like, all right, you going to fix that? And I'm like, no, nobody's listening.
I heard.
Screw
he was like, no.
Like, yeah.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows we're all...
It's
barely
Friday.
Keeping it together right now.
We are, I believe, on YouTube, en vivo at the moment, en direct.
Yeah.
If I could speak a little French, we're live, one hopes. So hopefully you're seeing us. Okay,
yep.
Good.
I hope so.
Actually not looking at YouTube. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just here doing my thing.
No, I'm not going to look at YouTube, but
okay.
I tweeted it, so I'm sure it's happening. It's definitely happening.
It's totally happening.
It is Friday. It is the end of... I don't even know how to put this week in context, but I guess that's our job. So we're going to get started. My beverage is related to my items.
I know. First of all, what are you drinking, if anything?
It is, in fact, related. I am having what I'm calling a variation on a purple Viking. If you can see it, I'm going to hold it up to the...
Purple Viking?
Mm-hmm. I'll explain in a minute. Look at this.
Okay,
it's a little bit. It's basically a gin and tonic. With a little lime, and then I just recently discovered this stuff called Butterfly Pea Power Extract. And it makes
And you're putting that in something you're drinking?
Yeah, it's like it's a tea. People make a tea out of it, Butterfly Pea Flower Tea, which is never not fun to say.
Right.
And then you can buy the extract and you can make these colored cocktails. And I decided to make mine into a purple drink because Minnesota is on my mind today.
Yeah,
and the Purple Viking is
for
a drink that they make there. Which we'll discuss when we get to the news part, but...
We absolutely will. Hang on, I have to do some screen adjusting here. I apologize, because clearly I can do this without seeing myself. I am drinking... It's backwards on this camera. How about that? Three Weavers, local brewery in Inglewood, California. They do a double IPA called Naughty. It's quite good. I've had it before, and I think I've had it on this pod. Anyway, that's where I am. Drop us a line. Let us know what you're drinking, would you? Or put it in the comments. Just take your pick, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. We had actually somebody say, and I love this. I put it on Twitter. I was like, get a snack, get your non-alcoholic drink, get your morning coffee, because apparently somebody is joining us from somewhere across an ocean and is literally having morning coffee with us live. So yeah, whatever
that is awesome.
You need.
I love that.
To get through the next 20-ish minutes or so. I'm just like, by the way, I say that now because I'm warning Sam that when he wants to send us a note that's like, it's getting a little long, we're going to be like, no.
I think it's so funny when he does that. I think it's because it's like, please, please.
I love him. I know exactly. He's whatever. Like, I have to cut this, you guys.
He's trying. Yeah. I will say not for the first time. Don't cut it. Let's do it live. We'll just do it live.
I mean, minus I don't even think we do. But good luck, buddy. Good luck.
All right. All right. Okay. You want to go or you want me to go?
You go. I'm quite curious to see which direction you're going in today. I've only looked at the link and not clicked it.
So I am a public radio person, but I am also a public radio listener. And the other day on All Things Considered, I heard a segment with Mary Louise Kelly and EJ Dionne and David Brooks. And it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something. It wasn't their usual Friday weekly politics thing. And it was about leadership in times of national crisis. And they talked about Reagan and the Challenger and the Touch of the Face of God speech. They talked about Obama at the church in Charleston and singing Amazing Grace. And they talked about one of my favorite impromptu speeches of all time, Robert Kennedy in, I think it was Indianapolis in 1968 after Martin Luther King was killed. Two things. Number one, it was extraordinary, and I encourage you to go back to read it, to listen to it. And then David Brooks wrote a column about it. And his there's a word for this in speechifying. It's the repetitive phrase that is the cadence of the speech. And Brooks says, if we had a real leader, he would be bracingly honest. If we had a real leader, she would remind us of our common covenants and our common purposes. Anyway, it's a well-written piece. It's extremely sobering, especially, you know, the theory was when they did it, it was all about, the COVID and 100,000 people dying, but now you take Minneapolis into it and it becomes all the more impactful. And I can't recommend it highly enough. Read David Brooks and then go listen to the piece or do it the other way around. But if we had a real leader is the through line in that piece. That's it.
Yeah,
that's what
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, and it's funny because what I brought today is essentially also art. In a way, there's this photo. It's an AP photo, and it's been making the rounds on Twitter. I saw it. A friend of mine tweeted it, but the photographer who took it wrote basically a poem at the top of it. But it is just, it is an extraordinary photo. Like. It's put the Pulitzer on a shelf.
Yeah.
It is. It looks like a Renaissance painting. And in fact, it looks like, you know, the old, for some reason, I'm thinking of the photo of like, what is the one where Washington, they're about to cross the river and it's all
Washington
the soldiers.
Crossing the Delaware. Yeah. Yeah.
That one. So it's like, if Washington and a bunch of soldiers were about to cross the Delaware, what would that painting be called? Embarrassing. Anyway, that one. But it is just, I mean, it's like, so it's all these young people in Minneapolis and they're, I believe, based on what where the photo is taken, watching the police precinct burn.
Yeah.
And it just is
it's amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I'm okay. It's amazing. And there is like hope and fear and panic and they're so young. Yeah. And it just like, everything that's happening there is everything that is happening in America. Like when we look at, and look, it's not just the long, long history of racial disparity and racial violence and racism in this country that is happening, you know, today. It's also that, like, COVID-19 in this country and our response to COVID-19 is also a story of racial violence. And, like, there's a piece in the San Francisco Chronicle today that says that on one farm in Tennessee, every employee... Yeah. tested positive for COVID-19. Like, we someday there will be a Venn diagram of the day that the study on racial disparity in COVID-19 came out and the day that our government stopped fighting it so hard. Because, like, we have essentially said, we started to use essential as shorthand for black and brown and expendable. And, like, the disparity is so stark. And so when you look at the rage that's happening in Minneapolis, you cannot say that that is anything other than all of it. All of this moment, all happening at the exact same time. And it's just, it's devastating.
Yeah. Check out this picture. It's extraordinary. We will put it on our show page, wherever it is. I'll tweet it out here in a minute, too.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's kind of incredible. It is kind of incredible. Yeah, these are broken times.
Yep.
That's what I think we're at. I think we're broken.
I think
times.
That's the only way to put it. Yep.
All right. I'm gonna pull up my screen here so I can see whether you're crying. I just need to double check. Okay. All right. Good. So sorry.
I'd like to be aware.
I like to be aware. Okay.
He doesn't get to see it happen very often unless he watches the video later, which we all agreed would be weird. So the crying in real time. I understand you had a peek.
There you go. It is, by the way, Washington crossing the Delaware, 1851 is when it was painted.
Nice. Which is not a Renaissance painting. I know. Bad. Don't email me.
No, but
it's like on the one hand, it looks like a Renaissance painting, but it reminded me of that one because these are soldiers at war in a way. Like it's just, Anyway, don't look away, I guess is all I would say. Don't walk by this.
Don't look away. If we had a real leader. All right. Somebody hit me with a little happy sting and then we'll close this phase of the podcast. Damn. Okay, what do you like?
I gotta say, you guys, too, we didn't coordinate. What I find amazing about our lineup today is we did not coordinate. That emotional 1-2 punch was completely spontaneous.
It happens not infrequently, I think.
I know.
There's a little bit
perhaps
of mind-melding
going
on here.
Been doing a show together a little too long. We're gonna start looking like each other.
Yeah.
So as we started our live stream,
right,
get yourself together, Molly. Kai said, "I need a haircut," which is like, let's be honest, now true of just about everybody.
Yes.
And so TV has been struggling to try to come up with what to put on TV. And I have to say that I think CBS has hit on an absolutely genius thing. And tonight on Friday, 8/7 Central on CBS, they're doing Haircut Night in America. And they're just going to have like
watch?
A whole. Yeah, definitely. Because you can watch and cut along with it, I think. Like, it's like, I think they've got a whole. They've got like all these hairstylists and they're going to show people like techniques. And apparently it's like how to do the perfect DIY haircut, color and style at home.
Are you going to do that?
I didn't pre-order. I didn't pre-order. Apparently could have pre-ordered some color. I mean, maybe. Yes. I've been trying to get my son to let me cut his hair, but I have to admit he has straight. So I cut my boyfriend's hair and he has curly hair. Yeah. So it's really easy to hide. I mean, I did an awesome job.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
True.
I'm like apparently a born homesteader. Who knew? But he has curly hair, so it's really easy
not
to
for a second.
To hide it.
So my
son
wife
has
cut my hair.
Straight hair, and Oh yeah, it looked good.
My wife cut my hair My wife cut my hair like 6 weeks ago, and she did a really nice job. It was great. There was some tension going in on her part, but she had a glass of wine, and it was all set.
Good.
We're due again. I will tell you that she has ordered supplies and color and whatever, and she was going to do herself. But it's been sitting on the mantle for like a month and a half. And she's like, nah.
Dude, she has to watch this tonight.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. I told my hairdresser, I was like, we are going to do like a big, long FaceTime call and just get a little drunk. And you're going to show me how to color my hair. It's going to be great. We can totally do this.
Okay.
So, we'll see how I look on next week's live stream.
That's right. That's exactly right. There is some peril here. There was no risk for me, right? I'm like, cut my hair, whatever. I'm in radio. It doesn't matter.
Your wife did a great job because you put it on Twitter.
I think she did a smashing job. I think so. I think she really did. Yep. Okay. So mine is sort of predicated on the idea that eventually we're all going to start leaving our houses again. And when we all start leaving our houses again, and this will certainly apply in my household, and I believe yours as well, what are our dogs going to do? Because they have been having human companionship 24 hours a day for 10 weeks. And so there's a piece in the New York Times that basically says, look, you need to get your dog ready for when you're not around anymore. And it suggests things like start leaving. Leave your dog a little pile of treats and get your keys in your wallet and step outside the door and stay there for 5 seconds. And then come back in and let the dog know it's okay. And the next time, go out for 15 seconds and let the dog know it's okay. All kinds of stuff. And look, as we have talked about on this podcast before, dog adoption and pet adoption has been really popular. And that's great during this lockdown. Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, they're going to have to fend for themselves. You're going to have to push them out of the nest, as it were, and be humane about it. New York Times has some ideas. I'm just saying.
If we're being honest, they might be fine to get rid of you for a little bit. I'm just saying. They'll be so excited to see each other again. My dogs are like,
that's right.
Can't we hang out with any other dogs? We're really over you.
That's probably true.
Oh, sweet darlings. Just training them for for the after times.
You got it. The babies. After times. I don't know. What are we going to call that? We've got the before times. What are we going to call the new times? Yeah, I don't know.
Probably just the present, I guess, because it will...
Life? Can we call it life?
Don't say... We'll just call it life. Exactly. Don't say the new normal, because...
Yeah. Oh, no.
What is normal? All right. That is it for us. Look at that. It was actually only 13 minutes. Yeah. Sam didn't even have to nudge us. We can get through a whole range of emotions in a shockingly short amount of time.
That was pretty good, actually, right? We went down, and then we came back up.
And we came back up, because that's what we do, because we don't want to leave you hanging in the sad place. Yeah. Send us your thoughts and questions, especially your questions. If you want to send them in voice memo form, you know we love to get those. MakeMeSmart@marketplace.org. We answer those, of course, on Wednesdays. Your answers to the Make Me Smart question, which is different from any old question. What is something you thought you knew you later found out you were wrong about? And finally, the newsletter, MakeMeSmart.org/newsletter. So many. We're just trying to keep you busy on the weekend.
Yeah.
Keep you busy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sam Anderson produces and directs this particular podcast. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Hethcote does video. Ethan Peretz is our intern, video-wise. Erica Phillips writes the newsletters. Also, the smart speaker skills. Check those out, too.
Today's program was engineered by Charlton Thorpe. Our theme music was composed by Ben Tolliday and Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Sitar Nieves. The senior vice president and general manager is Deborah Clark. And thanks to all of you for hanging on the live stream. Like, it's so exciting. The chat on YouTube was going crazy.
Yeah, it was good.
It's all happening. We didn't even break it. Cheers to you. Cheers to you, everybody out there. Thanks for
break it. Yeah, hanging with us. PT or whatever you're in.
Butterfly flower, butterfly pea flower tea extract. Whatever.
What was it? Gin and tonic? Is that what that is?
Totally worked. Yeah. But then I made in a cute little cup.
Yeah, a little mason jar. Day is not over. No, seriously, my day is over. My day is over.
I was like, oh no, it is. It is over.
It's 3:45 in the afternoon. I've had a beer. It's like nap time. You kidding me?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.